Hello.
Oh, hi, Ishan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was following up because last time when you called in your payment, you put a checking account on file ending in 8072, and
yes,
that payment came back from the bank as insufficient funds.
Really?
So the So now the September 19th payment is past due again.
Wait a minute. I've never even seen it come through.
I know. It's so weird because I guess I was out that day. So you called in and you spoke to Sean and he charged $29 on that checking account and updated it. And then it just came back on Friday from the bank as non-sufficient funds.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's sign in, Tina, and look and see what happened.
Yes, please.
Right?
Yep. And the thing is, they won't let us try it again on a checking account. Once a check bounces, they'll tell us that we now have to do a debit or a credit card. So
I don't blame them because that shouldn't bounce for $29.
Probably just some kind of a mishap. The thing is when someone gives us a checking account on our end, it processes right away. So it looks like it paid like within 2 seconds. But as you know, it really takes up to 10 days to clear from the bank. So it could be that the money was there when you gave them the checking account, but by the time it cleared through the bank, maybe it wasn't, you know? So.
Yeah.
That's happened to me before, too.
That's a bill account I don't keep.
I hate it when I write someone a check for their birthday or something and then they don't cash it right away because I'm like, I'm going to forget about it then, you know?
Like, you better get it while it's hot.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right. Let me look. Sorry about that.
Don't be sorry. I understand.
Thank you. These contacts, it must be so kind of see here. I don't want to see all transactions. I don't want to see it coming through. That's insane. I never see, I didn't get no type of insufficient fund or nothing, Tina. Did he take down the right of the bank account number?
He put in
523-508-072.
That's it. Okay. And then the routing number, let's see. Oh, it doesn't let me show the routing number. Maybe there was something off on that. Let me. I can just see the routing number ends in 0614, but when I click on it to open it, all the rest of the numbers are kind of blocked out.
Okay.
So maybe that was it. Maybe he had a wrong routing number.
Yeah, let's get an updated payment. Let me get a caller.
Okay, no problem. Well, I guess that's good news then. If it didn't show on your end, then you know you're not being double charged. But who knows if because the routing number was off, if it actually charged someone else's account, that would be horrible. But
Well, it would. I don't know if that goes through.
Well,
like
at this point, it wouldn't be. Yeah, if it didn't go through, then it wouldn't be that bad. So I'm just putting in Chase routing number for Texas, and I don't even see any that end in that 0614, which is weird. Oh, here is one. Okay.
Yes.
I see one. 1110006 14. Okay, so there is a routing number in Texas that ends with that, but I can't confirm that he had the rest right. So.
Well, I got your card. Is it $29 still or is it more?
It's $29 still, of course.
Okay, no worries. Here, I got your card.
Okay.
4259.
Okay.
0900.
Okay.
1840.
Okay.
4492.
Okay, and expiration?
Expiration is 0628.
Okay, and the code?
And the code is 024.
024. Okay. So let me get your authorization and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me.
Okay.
Okay. I got the green light. So this time it works. So thank you so much for updating that. Yeah. It's a mystery what happened on your end, but at least we got it fixed, right?
Right. And then, Tina, I was going to tell you, on Friday, can you just go ahead and do October's payment?
Let me see.
Well,
I want to look at the date here. Your payment isn't due now if for in October until next week, Saturday. So do you want us to maybe run it on next week, Friday, instead, which is the 18th?
No, Saturday is fine. That's fine. You can use that same card. That's cool.
Okay. You got it. Okay. I'll make a note of it that, you know, just to keep this on file. And then on the 19th, they'll just charge the same card then. And, you know, if there's any trouble, I'll reach out to you. So don't worry about that.
I know you will.
Right.
Thank you so much. I just enjoy
working
no
with problem.
You. Thank you.
Oh, I enjoy working with you, too. And have a great rest of your week, too. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.